This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does Hannah need to get her sister a housewarming gift? 314-531-9898. Someone moves into a house, they have a big housewarming party, get together, people bring a bunch of gifts. And this is the first house your sister's ever built. So it's like a big milestone, right? She just built a new house?
Yeah, this is a huge milestone for her and her boyfriend, Jake. They did just build a house from the ground up. They're expanding their family right now. It's just a really big time in their lives.
So why would you not have to give them a gift? It seems pretty easy. They built a house. They're expanding their family. They probably need a bunch of stuff. Why would you not give them a housewarming present?
Because I'm helping them move. Like, I am like one of the main movers.
And Are you a main mover?
Yes!
What are you going to lift? Let's see your technique. Lift that box.
I know if you lift a dresser, always lift it from the bottom. Okay? But I am one of the main movers. They're moving today.
Are they going to get in with you as the main mover, or are they going to be moving over the course of the next 3 days?
We'll see. But I plan to be some like big help. I was help moving out of their last house. So
yeah, you're in shape. You can
handle it. I think I can handle a big chunk of it. And a lot of people are working today since it's Friday. So I'm like really doing a lot today. Like I'm planning my whole day is scheduled to help them move. So I feel like my time and my effort should be equated to like a coffee maker that I could get them instead.
Are they having a housewarming party, like a get together, just everyone to check out the house? Are they going to have like?
I imagine so.
You think that that's going to be on? So everyone would get a gift at that point, and then you would walk in empty handed and be like, "Well, were you all on that moving day?"
Yeah.
Housewarming gifts are just a little bit odd to me because I feel like when you move, you're trying to declutter your house. And a lot of times a housewarming gift can be like, here's a candle. And you're like, I did not need another candle. Like, it's like weird things.
I don't necessarily think that's true for their case.
Okay.
They might need a bunch of stuff. So it depends on, see, if you're a bad gift giver, yeah, you just give them more clutter.
But yeah, like the generic stuff you really don't want.
Kevin, would you give a gift? After you get done moving, you're a big mover guy. I feel like you're a big strong guy.
My sister and I are very close. I think that's also something to note.
I tend to feel you still give the gift. You may not give it immediately, but you bring over a bottle of wine. You might bring something for the house, a plant or something that they could use.
See, that's a cluttery gift.
You think
like,
so?
I need another bottle of wine.
Maybe they don't want to water the plant.
Why do you hate life? What is going on? Maybe they don't want a dog. Maybe they don't want a plant.
I don't need the extra responsibility. I just need to figure out my own life.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, wow.
A plant is too much.
This is my thought. Is moving does suck. And I hate asking it. I've moved like, I don't know, 20 times in my life. I've moved a lot.
It's a lot of work. I got a bad back.
I rarely, almost never ask anyone to help. I don't like asking people for help for moving. So I feel like though, even though I don't do this and don't ask people, I feel like your family, that's just what you do.
Right.
And when you get invited to a party, you still get them a gift.
Yep.
Like, I feel like part of your sisterly duty is to help them move.
Exactly.
And so you're not doing anything. Like, if I were to help your sister move, I might get credit enough to, like, not have to give a housewarming gift. You're just, like, you're already locked in. You're sister. You have to help.
I feel like since she's my sister, she should understand that I don't have to get her a gift.
No! You gotta get a gift.
Yeah,
You're not off the hook. Like, Kevin helps him move. He's, like, way out of the box. Like, he doesn't belong there. He's done something above and beyond. You're just doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
My other sister ain't helping today.
Does she have a truck? Because that's the only way you're out of this equation. If you're the truck person...
Oh, yeah. If you're in a truck and you move, that's different.
Exactly.
Okay.
That truck is a gift.
I don't have a truck, but...
Yeah, you ain't got no truck.
I'm still going to be moving a lot. I feel like that's enough.
I think Hannah's got to get a gift. Hannah's saying no because she's, you know, a lot of people are skipping out on the move. 314-531-9898. Should Hannah get a gift when they have the housewarming party? If Hannah comes in empty-handed, will she look like a big jerk? We want you to weigh in on this so Hannah can avoid getting called out by her sister. It's Y98 St. Louis. Rolling commercial free still on the Brett Magus Show. We're trying to make sure Hannah doesn't look like a big jerk.
Hard job.
Yes. It is a very challenging job. Her sister's moving today, actually, right? You're doing the move today in this rain?
Yeah, I'm going right after the show.
Big consideration, too. So she's going to help her sister move in the rain. And because it's a Friday, most people can't show up. They're busy. They got work. Hannah doesn't do anything for work, you know? She's free.
Right.
So she's going to step up and help her sister move. And then they're going to have like a party, show off the house, and do the housewarming party. And Hannah's like, well, if I show up empty-handed to that, and everyone else is there, she's going to be like, well, you all weren't here on Friday when I helped her move.
Mm-hmm.
Does she need to get a gift? 314-531-9898. Hannah, there's a funny text message.
We got a text, and I swear it's not from my burner phone. They said, all you have to do is just get her a card, and in the card, write, I helped you move. That's her gift. You're welcome. There you go. Sounds perfect to
right. Me.
Jessica, do you agree that she could just say in a card, hey, you remember when I was here on Friday moving all that crap, or what?
In the rain, especially, for sure. We just moved and last weekend, and it was me, my husband, 2 9-year-old kids, and a 16-year-old daughter. My 16-year-old son was sick and was no help, and his friends did not come. So what you need to do is get moving straps. So I don't know, Northern Tool or Harbor Freight.
You got moving straps, Hannah?
What?
Furniture.
Hannah's got nothing. She's not ready to help. She can be like your 16-year-old son. She ain't got no moving straps.
And I got a fresh spray tan, too, so I better not jack that up.
Oh, that's a big deal. No. She is sacrificing a lot to be there.
And you can move heavy furniture very easily and take the drawers out of the dressers.
Okay, good advice. See, this is what I'm saying. Is Hannah really going to be a big help? She got her spray tan. She ain't got no moving straps.
I'm sacrificing that, so I should not have to get her a freaking plant, Kurt, on top of it.
Plant. Kurt, what do you think? Does Hannah need to get a housewarming gift, or she's done enough with helping move?
Are we all going to pass over the fact that Hannah just said she had a burner phone?
Let's skip over that real quick.
We already kind of knew that about Hannah.
Right.
So what do you think?
I think she should bring food or beer. You know, she already helped everybody move. They're going to need to refill their nutrition. Bring food or beer. Beer is because that's what everybody brings.
Well,
I don't understand why
my sister's pregnant, so maybe not that.
Right.
Or, you know, a glass of wine. Wait, why is your sister moving when she's pregnant?
Because she's
got to have room for the new baby.
These are things we need to know.
Kurt, thank you so much.
All he needs to know is that I do have a burner account. Use that to your best knowledge.
The beer and the pregnant thing is a good move. Like, oh, I got beer. Oh, you can't drink it? Give it to Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Paul, that's what you were thinking. You need to give a gift that gives to both people, huh?
Right. Like, get a bottle of champagne, Anna, and a charcuterie board. And then you get to partake of the gift. At the same time, you're celebrating the moving in the house.
Aren't you glad I got this gift? Let's open it up right now.
Yeah, let's eat it right now. I give majority, and I'm taking it back, too.
So that's how you get around that. And she should be buying you dinner because you're helping her move.
Yeah, the person that's moving into the house usually is supposed to pick up the pizzas.
Right.
That's like common knowledge.
I expect Little Caesars by noon.
Mike, what do you think? Hannah's helping move or going to be there while the moving is happening.
Hey, no!
Do you think that she needs to give a gift?
No, I don't. I think the housewarming parties are just usually for people that want to show off their house, which is amazing. I mean, she built her house. I built my house like 4 years ago, so...
Congrats.
No, just show off the house and be happy that, you know, you're in it and you can show it off to people. But no, especially if you're going to help her move in the rain. Oh, my God, with a spray tan. You're risking a lot here. This is crazy.
The fact that the guys understood and every guy was like, Hannah, we get it. You've gone above and beyond.
Right. Yes, I know.
Hannah has brainwashed every male listener we have on this freaking show.
That's why I love this show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.